A specialist environmental health officer with Interior Health says everyone in Canada should test for radon. You don't have to be in a uranium-rich, mining-grade area to have radon, said Greg Batalin. Certainly, if you are in a uranium-rich area like Clearwater or Beaverdale, for example, places like that, the chance of having higher radon is greater. But we don't want people to think that you have to be located in a uranium-rich area before you should test for radon. Everyone in Canada should test for radon. Batalin is the specialist environmental health officer with Interior Health based out of Kelowna and covers what he calls an IH-wide area that stretches to Williams Lake, down to Princeton, then Cranbrook, and over to the Alberta border and even Golden, and all points in between within the BC interior. In an interview with Black Press on Monday, July 21, he was asked about the recent concerns on social media from parents in Barrier about radon mitigation in the Barrier Elementary and Barrier Secondary schools. My position is focused on radon and the interior is definitely a concern, he responded. There's a higher prevalence of residential buildings above the Canadian guideline in the interior of BC than the two hottest provinces in Canada, which are New Brunswick and Manitoba. In that order. With regards to daycares and schools, Batalin refers to the work being done by the University of Calgary, specifically Dr. Aaron Gudarzi, associate professor at Charbonneau Cancer Institute at the University of Calgary. In a YouTube video, which Batalin recommends watching, Gudarzi speaks about radon testing and mitigation in schools across Canada. The doctor describes radon testing in schools, saying there is a protocol in Canada for how to test a building like a school. You would test a number of the classrooms and any of the below grade, meaning under the ground rooms in buildings. There is a prescribed process through which that happens to ensure that you're not missing any of the areas that could potentially put people in harm's way, said Gudarzi. As far as radon testing in schools in school district number 73 and elsewhere in the interior, Batalin explained that Interior Health has an inventory of schools and offers free detectors to school districts and if they want to create a list and test. We've strongly encouraged schools to test, but we haven't actually required them to test. I'm a major advocate for that requirement to be initiated someday, he said. We do require daycares to test as of 2017. Radon is a naturally occurring colorless, odorless, radioactive gas that can accumulate in your home. Second to smoking, radon is the leading cause of lung cancer. Batalin's advice to parents is to be proactive. I'd like parents in the interior, in the North Thompson, the Cariboo, the Okanagan to start asking their daycare operators, their school providers, the principals, and staff, have you tested for radon? And if they have, asked what the levels are and if it's high, follow up with asking what they are doing about that. There is what we call interim or temporary mitigation and there's long-term mitigation. One of the best and fastest ways to implement short-term interim mitigation is to open windows or increase the dilution and pressure with your HVAC system. He said there is no reason why a place should sit high for a year or two ahead of addressing the problem while waiting for funds to be budgeted, but rather, get on with it if it's high by diluting the air and using the HVAC or ventilating via open windows, especially if it's an older building and then it's planning for the long term. Such as either submembrane or subslab depressurization, or what some schools do is put their HVAC systems on timers. By putting the system on timers for early morning, it flushes the air before school starts, he explained. What should parents do? Parents should be cognizant that radon is global. When they are putting their children in schools or daycare, ask the question. Have you tested? And more than anything, they should test their own homes, he stressed. If a rec room, bedroom, exercise room or gym is in a basement or lower level, whether at home, work or school, those areas should definitely be tested. Generally speaking, schools will not be as high as a home. Schools have a lot of stuff going on within them. They have an HVAC system on the roof and there are people coming and going. But in some of these basements, they can test really high. We should congratulate school district number 73, they are testing schools. But have you tested your house? If not, go to BC Lung Radon and order yourself a radon detector to arrive in the fall and test for 3 months during the cold season. That's what people should do. To order your detector, go to https://bklung.ca/lung-health/radon/. For more info on radon, visit https://www.interiorhealth.ca/health-and-wellness/environmental-health-and-hazards/radon-gas.